This is the Linux.com AudioCast, a regular program featuring news about the Linux and open source community. Each program will be talking to the movers and shakers in open source who make it all happen. My name is Joe Brockmeyer. I'm the editorial director for Linux.com, and I'll be your host for the AudioCast. Thanks for tuning in. This week, KDE developers have gathered in Dublin, Ireland at the Trinity College Dublin for Academy, the annual meeting of the KDE community. On Monday, I talked to KDE developer Aaron Sago about Academy and progress on KDE 4. Let's see how Academy is going this year.
So far, excellently. It's been a really, really good event. We just finished yesterday the two-day contributor conference. We had a number of speakers, the usual crowd from KDE, but also people such as John Cherry from OSDL and people that were talking about internationalization of fonts, and it was quite a good program, very technical. In past years, we've had a user conference and various other things, and this year we decided to focus very acutely on the technical side of life. So it was very enjoyable, if only because it has been a very technical and conference.
Now, the first 2 days are primarily just conferences, in other words, basically attending talks, kind of like you'd see at Linux World or OLF or something like that.
Right. And this time, most of the talks have been talking, obviously, about the KE4 work that people have been doing, which has been nice because the timing, anyways, has been really nice because a lot of the stuff that people have been working on, such as Solid and Phonon and whatnot, they actually have up and running applications with them, and so they've been able to, they're able to do live demos and actually show some example code and how to use them. So it's been a really nice KDE4 tutorial for a lot of us.
How is KDE4 coming along?
Quite nicely. After getting the first technical preview out, that was a really big milestone for us. It kind of signaled that we were getting our base libraries in place, and that was has been. It's not all complete, of course, but that was a huge amount of effort. And what was a little bit frustrating with it is there's only so many people who are familiar with that code, and only so many people who actually will work on it. And there was an immense amount of work to be done there, and not a trivial task. So that took a good long amount of time to get to the point where application developers could actually start productively writing their applications against it on a day-to-day basis without tearing their hair out. Now that we're at that point, there's still work to be done on the libraries, but the application developers have started to join in the KDE4 process, and that it's really nice to see to have visible progress. It's for morale. It's a very nice thing to be able to not just be working on the theoreticals of the libraries, but actually see them in action with applications that are gaining new features.
Just for those of us who are not programmers, but basically just enthusiastic users, mm-hmm. How long before KDE4 will be a reality for those folks?
Well, this is something that we're discussing in the coming week, because the rest of the week is the Hackfest. So we're going to be working on, obviously, a lot of code will be written. We also have BOFs, or Bird of a Feather sessions, throughout the week. And some of those BOFs are dedicated exactly to defining the timeline for KDE4. We're still looking at aiming for the first half of 07. And a lot of distributions, there'll be some distributions that ship immediately with it. I know that the Kubuntu people have said that they're going to put out a CD that has the 4.0 packages on it. Maybe not an official, Kubuntu release, but a CD with those patches on it. The OpenSUSE people will also be doing similar. But your mainline distributions are usually, 6 months in lag or so. So sometime, probably in the second half of 07, the average Linux desktop user will start to see it on their desktop.
I know it's, still a long way out, but are there any specific, like maybe one or two features that people can start getting excited about now?
Sure. There's been some really nice work on the file manager. One of the things that a lot of people have, kind of had a beef with Conqueror was the bloated interface. And, the file manager is really fast under KDE3, but we think it could be even better. And we have different file manager views, icons and lists and whatnot, and they all kind of work slightly differently. And there are implementation details for the reason for that. So already, even at Academy here, I've started to see some of the work that people like David Fuller are doing with moving the internals of the file manager forward. There's a new interface builder system. Right now we have a thing called XML GUI, and the new one in K4 is Live UI. The end result for the user is a more integrated, faster, and much sleeker look for the file manager. So that's one of the big, you know, kind of annoyances that are left in KDE that's being addressed head on. Other than that, the some of the things that I'm really excited about is the solid for hardware, which is going to allow our applications very easily be aware of the environment around them. So if you unplug your network, for instance, Kmail is not going to continue to say, I can't get to your server. When you fire up a presentation application or you're watching a video, you won't get those little annoying pop-ups, you know, that you don't want, because they'll actually, we actually have the facilities now to say, okay, there's a presentation happening. We don't want to be interrupted with these kinds of events. So Solid gives us the ability to tap into the hardware and interact with it and react to it in a number of ways. That's really nice. And PhoneOn, which is the media layer, and it's coming along really nicely, is going to do two things. One, it's going to free people up from having to kind of clutch together their sound. I mean, media right now on the Linux desktop has been traditionally something of a mess. With PhoneOn, it gives us the ability to tell, you know, defer the decision of the actual media engine to the operating system vendor, and all the applications will use it. So you won't have some of your applications using the KDE Arts sound system, and some of them using, you know, Zine, and some of them using GStreamer, and some. We have one united framework now that rides on top of any of these frameworks, which is really nice. And it's so simple. The APIs are so simple that in, you know, a half a dozen lines of code, an application developer can put a video window, you know, playing, you know, streaming video or video off of disk with a slider for volume and tracking and the whole bit. So I think that a lot of applications that are missing media features such as audio, note-taking in our note-taking utilities, or video playing in our presentation apps, and these kinds of things, those will start to emerge because what used to be, you know, hundreds of lines of code and really having to become a multimedia expert to be able to add this to your application now becomes very easy for the developer. So we're going to, KDE4 is coming together as a much more unified experience in the sense that the user sits down in front of it, there's a lot more media that's going to be seen, and the hardware events as well, they're going to be reacted to properly.
I spoke to John Cherry last week, and as I understand it, OSDL is sponsoring ODF Day tomorrow, and yep, there's also some work going to be done or some discussion of Portland at Academy as well. Do you want to talk about those a little bit?
Sure. IBM is also sponsoring the ODF Day. They're a big sponsor of that as well. And yeah, that's really exciting because we've got, obviously, ODF is more than just OpenOffice. The KOffice suite itself, that's the native format for it now. And there's been just an immense amount of work happening in the KOffice side as well. KWord and KSpread are both receiving a lot of attention, and KPresenter will be coming along. And of course, there's been all the stuff that's happening with Kexi and Krita. So the different Office components in KDE are also using ODF as their native format. So it's a very important thing to us, and it's something that we're sharing with the rest of the Office app world now in the free software world through ODF. So it's something that we all have a real interest in, both because of OpenOffice as well as because of various KDE apps. So we've got people here not just from the KDE Office app teams, but we've also got people coming in, or they were here tonight, and a few of them are out today, from OpenOffice and from SIL, which are doing helping fonts progress for minority languages, so it's much easier to provide fonts for that. And how do we tie all these things together? So I think it's going to be a really interesting day tomorrow for the Office app people. Obviously, Portland is continuing to move forward in general. It's something that the ISVs are really interested in. I don't know if you noticed, but Google Earth actually ships with a early version, pre-release version actually, of the Portland Project integration tools. That's actually how it manages to install the icons and the MIME-type registrations, etc., properly on the Linux desktop. So there's continued interest there, and of course, it's arriving just as we're doing the transition from KDE 3 to KDE 4. So there's been discussion about, you know, well, how do we make it work so that the same utilities work on both KDE 3 as well as KDE 4? How can we ensure that the experience that can be provided by Portland is as compelling as possible in KDE? So a direct result of that, for instance, is the MIME type handling in KDE that's been the same since 2.0 now. We're modifying slightly to adhere to the freedesktop.org specification that's there. So there'll be the one MIME type standard so that the Portland tools won't have to differentiate anymore between these two different things. So it's kind of an interesting going a two-way street almost, where we look at what the commonalities are between, you know, various desktop projects and the things that we don't do a good job of hiding and abstracting away for the ISVs, the independent software vendors, such as how do I install an icon in the applications menu. So it's been a really great exercise for us both to be able to wrap some of these things, provide tools for them in Portland, but also really highlight for us what parts of our systems need to be either standardized or brought up a bit in quality.
So you can actually, instead of retrofitting something to be compatible in KDE 3, you can kind of plan ahead for KDE 4.
That's right. That's exactly what we're doing. I mean, we're neck deep in KDE 4 right now, so a lot of the attention that's being put on Portland is how do we support it well in KDE 4. We don't want KDE 4 to become a new problem when it comes to the ISV support issue. In fact, we want KDE 4 to present a bunch of improved solutions. And part of that, of course, is making sure that Portland and KDE 4 are on the same page.
I'd like to thank Aaron for taking the time out Monday to talk about KDE and Academy. That's it for this show. I'm Joe Brockmeyer. Be sure to check Linux.com daily for news and information about Linux and open source. Thanks a lot for listening, and have a great one.